Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we were learning the last halach of the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. What is going to happen when Mashiach comes? The Rambam says, "Uva'oso azman lo yesham lo rav lo mulcham lo kina v'tachus she'atovati amushpas harve v'chol ha'adanim etzuyim ka'ofer." So we're not going to go through this in detail as we did last time, because we did it last time. But basically what we said was is that there's not going to be, we translated, there's not going to be war, there's not going to be hunger, there's not going to be jealousy and competition. There's going to be a lot of good. There's going to be a bounty of good. And all of the ma'adanim are mitzuyim ka'afar. All of the delicacies are going to be like the dust of the earth. And we said that tovatiyam mushpas harbe explains why there's going to be no rav and no mulchama. Since there's going to be so much good, there's not going to be any reason that people are going to be hungry or wage wars. And not only that, but there's not going to be any reason for jealousy, because people are going to relate to Gashmias as if it's Afar, v'chol ha'madanim, all the delicacies are going to be like Afar. V'lo yak esek kol olam el adasis Hashem bilvad. The world will not be involved in anything but knowledge of God alone. And we said that it's negating, not only is the world not going to be involved in Gashmias, but there are, even in Ruchnias, in certain types of Ruchnias, the world is not going to be involved. I.e. working L'Shem Shamayim, because then all there's going to be is Ladas Hashem. And what's the extra Bilvad? Bilvad is saying not only are people only going to be involved in pure Ruchnias, but they're going to be involved in Ruchnias L'Shem Ruchnias. They're going to be involved in Yediyas Hashem, L'Shem Yediyas Hashem, and Torah L'Shema. So the people are going to reach a very high level. As it says, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Ki Malar Tzdeyas Hashem. The world is going to be filled with knowledge of God, Kamayim L'Yam L'Chasim. So since the world is going to be filled with knowledge of God, that's all people are going to be interested in. People are going to reach a shleimus of Talmud Torah. People are just going to be involved in Talmud Torah. That's going to be their metzias. They're going to reach the maximal level that a person can reach in his knowledge of Torah. So that is, as the Rambam quotes from elsewhere, kefi koach ha'adam, as much as a person can reach, that's what he's going to reach. And they're going to be panu b'torah b'chachmasa, and we're going to reach the shleimus in Talmud Torah. So if that's true, now we're going to go further, and we're going to look at a Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah. There, the Rambam says, "Mishen aso libo l'kayim mitzvazu karoy v'lios muchter v'keser Torah," that somebody whose heart raises him and he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah properly, what he has to do is he has to be muchter v'keser Torah. He has to be crowned with the crown of Torah. So we see that the proper fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is when you're muchter bekeser Torah, when you're crowned with the crown of Torah. So that would mean then that lasid lavo, when we're going to reach the shleimus of Talmud Torah, that means we're going to be muchter bekeser Torah. So we have to go a little bit more into this keser Torah in order to understand what's going to be lasid lavo, because obviously lasid lavo, we're going to get this keser Torah because we're going to be the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, karawi. So let's go a little bit more into this idea of Keser Torah. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah at the beginning says that the Jewish people have three crowns. There's the crown of Kohuna, the crown of Malchus, and the crown of Torah. Kohuna, Aaron got. The Keser of Malchus, David got. And the Keser of Torah, it's Muchan ve'omeid. Umuna, L'chol Yisrael, anybody can come and take it. And the Gemara and the Rambam concludes that the crown of Torah is greater than the other crowns. So those are the three crowns, Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, and the greatest is Keser Torah. So the Keser Mishnah says that the Rambam's Makor is a Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Beis and Beis. But there the Gemara says that there are three Ksarim, the Gemara doesn't say that there are three Ksarim. The Gemara says there are three Zirin, that on top of them is Beach, you have like this crown, on top of the Aron, on top of the Shulchan. If you look, if you compare the Lashanos of the Gemara and of the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam's Lashon is very different than the Gemara. So in some ways they're similar. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam is basing himself on this Gemara. However, since there are many differences with the Lashon, it would seem more likely that the Rambam's Makor is a Sifri. There, the Lashon is a lot closer to the Lashon of the Rambam. A lot closer than the Gemara in Yuma. The Sifri is in Korach, in Pashas Korach. But the question therefore is, if we're correct, the Achronim are correct in saying that the Rambam, his Makor is not the Gemara in Yuma, it's a Sifri. Why did the Rambam avoid the Gemara in Yuma and base himself on a Sifri and a Medrash? So the explanation is as follows. that the Sefer of Mishneh Torah is like the Rambam says, the Sefer of Halachas Halachas. So when the Rambam says that there are three Ksarim, he's not only trying to emphasize the greatness of Torah, the Torah is greater than Kahuna, the Torah is greater than Malchus, the Torah is a Keser, the Torah is a crown. The Rambam is also telling us a Halacha, not only the Mile of Talmud Torah, but also it's telling us a Halacha. And based on this we can explain that the fact that the Rambam says the Lashon of the Sefri, Shlosha Ksarim, and not the Lashon of the Gemara, Shlosha Zirim, because there's a Nafgamina La Halacha that's emphasized in the fact that it's a Keser and not a Zir. And we're going to explain that a Zir is also a type of crown, but we're going to explain that a little bit more. So let's understand. What are the halachas of Keser Torah? The Rambam says that in order to be zochah to Keser Torah, there are three conditions. Number one, the Rambam says, lo yasiach data l'dvarim acherim v'lo yasim alibo sh'yikne Torah yima osher v'akavut ka'achas. You shouldn't think about anything else. Don't think about wealth. Don't think about honor. Just think about the Torah. That's number one. Number two, a person might say, listen, Shema Tomer Ad Shekavitz Mamon Afzo Ve'ekra Ad She'ekna Mashani Tzarech Ve'efne Ma'asokai Afzo Ve'ekra Im Talem Achshav Zua Lipcha Ein Ata Zocha V'Kisru Shel Torah Le'olam. If a person says, until I gather money, after I gather money, so I'll go and I'll learn, and then I'll be able to be a really great Talmud Chacham. The Rambam says, if you don't make that mistake, if you think that, you're not going to be zochah to Keser Torah. So number one, the Rambam says, don't be meisiach das to think about other things. Don't say that you're going to get Torah with osher and kavod. Number two, the Rambam says, don't think you're going to get a lot of money and then you'll be able to learn. If you do that, you're never going to be zochah to Keser Torah. And number three, you should never miss out on one night of learning. Don't ever spend that night sleeping, eating. If you want to be zocher to Keser Torah, so you have to be osek in Talmud Torah and Divrei Chochma. Interesting, the Rambam always adds, very often the Rambam is talking about Talmud Torah, he also adds Divrei Chochma. Be interesting what the Rambam, to understand what the Rambam means. Torah is Chochma. What's the Rambam adding? In any event, those are the three conditions. Now, in this parak, the Rambam mentions a number of other conditions that are necessary in order that a person should have Divrei Torah. The Rambam says, don't be a Baal Gaiva. Don't be involved in Taivis and Tanugi Azman. Don't be lazy. Say it out loud. However, all of these things the Rambam mentions, it's not a condition for being Muchtar B'Keser Torah. What's the condition for being Muchtar B'Keser Torah? Only the three that we mentioned. Not to be distracted. Not to say you're going to gather lots of money and then learn. Not to waste your nights. Rather, take advantage of your nights for learning. What about all the other conditions? Why does the Rambam enumerate the other conditions as preconditions for being Zocher to Kisru Shel Torah? Like not to be a Baal Gaiva, not to be involved in the pleasures of this world. So the reason could possibly be that what's special about being Muchtar B'Keser Torah is that a person is so immersed, a person is so involved in Talmud Torah until it becomes his entire mitzvah. In other words, not only is he learning, not only is Talmudah miskayim the other, like the Rambam says, that his learning stays with him, but he's Muchtar B'Keser Torah. That means that he's crowned, he's surrounded by Torah to the extent that it becomes his mitzvah. So that's the goal, that's being Mekayim Talmud Torah Karoi. That a person's Gansa mitzvah is Talmud Torah. In order to reach this Maila, you need these three Tanoim. Because all of these three show that it's impossible to separate between your mitzvahs and Torah. It's like the luchos. Torah was engraved on the luchos. It's impossible to erase it. In order to erase it, you have to snatch the whole thing. Because it becomes one with what it's engraved on. So too the Torah. Person wants to be mukhtar because their Torah's entire mitzvahs becomes Torah. You can't separate between him and the Torah. What's the first condition? The first condition is loyasiach dato l'dvar macheir. That he shouldn't be distracted to other things. That is, not only is befoal he not involved in other things in practice, but he's not even thinking about it, he's not even distracted. All he can think about is Torah. And the Rambam says another condition. The Rambam says, Shema Tomra, you might say, Acha Kabitz Mammon, after I get a lot of money, I'll go back and I'll learn. Achzer Ve'ekra. I'll get a lot of money, I'll get rich, and then I'll go back and learn. So what's the chiddush? After the Rambam already says, Vayasiyach Datal Dvar Macherim, you shouldn't think about anything else. So of course he shouldn't be involved in getting a lot of money. If he's involved in that, then he's thinking about something else. So the explanation is that when somebody thinks that he's going to gather a lot of money in order that he'll be Achzor Ve'ekra, he'll go back and he'll learn, that's not a Hesech Hadas for Dvar Macherim. Because why does he want to make a lot of money? So that afterwards he can sit and learn. However, to be mukhtar b'keser Torah, you can't do that. You can't have one day that your malach is keva, even though your person's learning, working in order to be able to learn afterwards. But the moment his working is keva, the moment his working is chashiv for me, he says, I want to make a lot of money, I want to get rich. So, in achinami, that's, he's not distracted from Torah, it's all for the sake of Torah. But if he does that, he can't be mukhtar b'keser Torah. Because that shows that he and the Torah are not one. Because you can separate between him and the Torah. Rather, as the Rambam says in this halacha, in the Hilchos Tamei Torah, it has to be Toresh HaKevel Malach Tocha Aroi. Malach has to be only a secondary involvement. But the Torah is the Ikar. Keva is not only a Keva in Kamus, and how much you learn, but it's also an Eichus, that the quality of your time and your life is Torah. That's the yikr quality of life. And more than that, from Pashtus Lashon of the Rambam, the very fact that a person says this, Shema Toyamar, says the Rambam, I might say that I'm going to gather money and Echzor Ve'ekra, and then I'll go back and I'll learn. If a person does that, he's not going to be Zohar to Keser Tov. The very fact that he says that is already enough to remove him from Keser Tov. Based on this, we can understand another diuk in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Shema Tomer, I might say, Acha Kabitz Mammon Achzor Ve'ekra. I'll go back and I'll learn. So from this Lashon, it's mashma that it's talking about somebody who already learned. And he just wants to push off his returning to his learning until he makes a lot of money. Now the Chora, the Lashon of the Mishnah that the Rambam brings at the end of the Halacha there in Hilchos Tamei Torah, is L'kashef Ne'eshna. When I'm free, I'll learn. Whereas the Rambam says, Achzor Ve'ekra, I'll go back and I'll learn. Why does the Rambam say I'll return to it? The Mishnah doesn't say I'll return to it. The Mishnah says, don't say when I'm free, I'll learn. The Rambam says, don't say now I'll make money, and then when I'm free, I'll go back to learning. Why does he say I'll go back to learning? So based on what we said, we can explain, and again, this is not my own analysis, this is what the Holy Book said, that the Rambam is emphasizing that we're talking about somebody who wants to be Zochet Bekeser Torah. As we're not talking about somebody who wants to be Yotzei's Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That every Jew is Mechuyev to learn Torah. Every Jew has an Ikar Chiyev to learn. The Shulchan Aruch HaRabba says every Jew is Chayev to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it. So there it's Pasha, the Vada, before you... Before you run out and make money, avada, you have to be mekayim yirik yirchiv of Talmud Torah. But here it's talking about a person who wants to be zocher v'keser Torah. He already was yotzei his mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and now he says, listen, I was yotzei my mitzvah, I did what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said, I learned Kol HaTorah Kula, I'm mekayim my mitzvah, now I want to push it off, I want to make lots of money, so that afterwards I can sit and learn again. So you have no fight with him if you tell him he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah tamid Torah. It's not true, he was. But you have to tell him that if you want to be zocher to kisra shel Torah, if you want to be mekayim, again, the Rambam, this is a tremendous chiddush, that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah tamid Torah karoi, the Rambam says, you have to be zocher to kisra shel Torah. If you want to be zocher to the crown of Torah, then making money and returning to your learning just won't fly. That's the Rambam means when he says, Achzor v'akra, I'll go back and I'll learn. If a person says, I'll make a lot of money and I'll go back and I'll learn, I want to go deeper into it. Such a person won't be zocher to kisra shel Torah. So now we understand the first two conditions. The first condition is, lo yasif da'ata l'dvar l'acher. So not only shouldn't you actually do other things, but you should be, shouldn't even think about doing other things. Condition number two is that a person shouldn't say that he's gonna even say that he'll make a lot of money and return to his learning. But rather his learning has to be the ikkar of his life, and the working has to be secondary. So even though here he's not being distracted from learning, he's working in order to learn. That's all part of the learning process, but it doesn't help us if he wants to be zocher to kisra shel Torah. Because the very machshava, the very amira that I'll make a lot of money and then I'll go back and learn, that in itself is going to push him off from being zocher to kisra shel Torah. That's condition number two. Condition number three, the Rambam says, Yizor b'chol leilosa v'lo yovar afilu echad mehem. You have to be careful every night to learn. Don't waste your nights. And again, these are all kisra shel Torah, we said, is that it's a keser, it's a crown, a person is mesuba, be surrounded by it, it becomes his etzem mitzias. So how do you know that the Torah penetrates to a person's etzem mitzias if he doesn't even lose one night? And we understand that the fact that he lost a night is not, the chisaron isn't the amount of time. But say he learned 7 less hours, he can make it up the next day. But the reason it's so chamor is because since night is a special time to learn Torah, because as the Rambam says, Ein adam lo mid rof chmasa ela b'layla, and Ein rina shel Torah ela b'layla. So, the person zocha to rof chach at night, the song of Torah is only at night. So when a person's metzias is Torah, it's impossible for him to lose even one night. Because nothing in the world can be doch is something that's shayach to a person's etzem mitzias. And now based on this, we can understand why the Rambam chose the lashon of the Sifri, shlosh ksarim, and not the lashon of the Gemara, shlosh zirim. The lashon of keser Torah, and also keser kohun and keser malchus, we can explain in two ways. The keser of the Torah, that you have a keser that you put on top of a Torah, as we see in our shuls. And also you can understand the keser of the Torah as being a special chelik in Torah. As we find, it says in the Gemara and Megillah, that halachas of Torah are called kisra shel Torah. So if you look in the Gemara and Megillah, and the Choches and the Bey is there, and the Bach takes it out, but there it says that halachas of Torah are called kisra shel Torah. That chelik of the Torah. So on one hand, this is one possibility. That when we talk about keser Torah, it could be the keser of the Torah, either the crown that you put onto the Torah, or a special part of the Torah, halachas of Torah called kisra shel Torah. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is that the Torah becomes a crown on the person who learns it. It's not talking about a special part of the Torah, but rather the Torah b'chlalusa crowns the person. The Rambam's medayik, and the Rambam says, "Bishlosha ksarim nichturu Yisrael." Three crowns the Jewish people were crowned. In other words, the mile of keser Torah here is like the second possibility, that the Torah is machti, or the Torah crowns the person who learns it, and that's the halacha that the Rambam's teaching us. That when a person wants to be zochah the kisra shel Torah, What's Kisra Shel Torah? That the Torah crowns a person. That the Torah becomes the etzem mitzius of a person, and therefore the Rambam makes these three conditions. And that's why the Rambam uses the Lashon of the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't use, the Lashon of the Gemara, Shlosha Zirin. Rather, he uses Shlosha Ksarim. Because Pashtus HaLashon of Shlosha Zirin, like it says in the Gemara, the three Zirim, there's the Zir of the Mizbeach, which is Kahuna. There's the Zir, there's that crown of the Aron, which is Torah. And on the Shulchan, which is Malchus. So what's that talking about? That is talking about a special Maila in the Cheftza of Kahuna, Torah, and Malchus. In other words, that if you, since you have a crown on the Aron, this is a special Maila in the Cheftza of Torah. You have a crown on the Mizbeach, there's a Maila in the Cheftza of Kahuna. And the same on the Shulchan, which is Malchus, is a Maila in the Cheftza of Malchus. So the Kesef Mishnah wanted to say that this is the Rambam's Makor, this Gemara, that there are three crowns. There's a crown of Mizbeach, there's a crown on the Aron, and there's a crown on the Shulchan. Shlosha Zirim, and the Rambam changed it to Shlosha Ksarim. However, we wanted to say that the Rambam's, based on the Achronim, that the Rambam's Lashon is more, is closer to a Sifri. The Sifri says Ksarim. The Gemara says Zirim. So why does the Rambam not like Zirim? The answer is because Zir is a Maila Mechefza. Zir is enhancing the Torah itself. The Aron, it enhances Kahuna, the Mizbeach, it enhances the Shulchan Malchus. Because it's, you take the Aron, and on top of the Aron you have the Zir. On the Aron you have the Zir, it's part and parcel of the Aron. Part and parcel of the Shulchan, it's part and parcel of the Mizbeach. So, in the Nimshal also, that's the highest Maila in Kahuna. What's Kahuna? It's the highest Maila in Kahuna is Kahuna Gedola. And that's why it says Aaron took it. And Malchus, what's the highest Maila in Malchus? David. David took it. So that's, but we're talking about the Cheftz of Malchus, the Cheftz of Torah, the Cheftz of Kahuna. That's the Gemara in Yuma. And the Rambam doesn't base himself on the Gemara in Yuma. So we ask, why does the Rambam ignore a Gemara in Yuma and go to a Sifri? Better use a Gemara. The answer is because the Gemara is talking about the Mail of the Etzem Cheftz, and the Rambam doesn't want to emphasize that. The Rambam says, Shlosha Ksarim. What's a Keser? A Keser is a Levush on a person. B'Shlosha Ksarim Nichtru Yisrael. It's talking about the person. It's like we said before, when it says Keser Torah, it could be the Keser on the Torah. And agree that the Torah is a keser on the person. The Rambam wants to emphasize that the Torah is a keser on the person. That the Torah crowns the person. The Torah changes the etzem etzias of the person. So if an individual fulfills the requirements of the Rambam, he can be zochet the keser Torah, and there will be a shinui in his etzem etzias. And based on all of this, we can understand better the description of the Rambam about Yemos HaMashiach, where the Rambam talks about what the Esek HaOlam will be Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam wants to emphasize that Yemos HaMashiach, all the Jews are going to be Zochet to Keser Torah. Lo Yei Esek HaOlam El Ladasis Hashem Bilvan. People are only going to be involved in knowledge of Hashem. People are only going to be involved in Torah. And that's going to be their Metzias. So even though B'zman HaZeh, it's Munach V'Omer U'muchan L'chol Yisrael, anybody can take it. Not everybody is Zoche, only some people are Zoche at the Keser Torah. But the also Azman will be Pnui in B'Torah B'Chochmasa, will be free to just learn and be involved in Torah and Chochmah. And Atova Tia Mushpas Harde, there'll be so much good, there'll be such bounty, such a wonderful world. And Lo Ye Esek Olam El Adas is Hashem Bilvan, there'll be no need to have any Esek Adas. Nobody will be distracted. There'll be no cell phones, Mistam. And not only won't there be a chash that a person's going to think, Achakabi tzmamu nefzer v'ekra, that what am I going to do? I'm going to get rich and then I'm going to go back and learn. There's not going to be such an issue because everybody's going to have everything they need. But there's not even going to be necessary to work a little bit. The Rambam says, Bizman is everybody should work a little bit. But Bizman and Mashiach, it's not going to be necessary. The ganze Welt is going to be a greiser kolam, but it's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable. We're going to sit and learn, no problems. No problems, just gishmak. It's going to get more and more gishmak as it goes on. And since the Jewish people are going to be mukhtar b'keser Torah, as we explained in the previous shiur, the learning is not going to be to know what to do, or to be yotzei the mitzvah of yediyas haTorah. Rather, ladas is Hashem bilvad. We're going to do it in order to know that, in order to know Hashem. That's it, Torah l'shem Torah. And therefore, we're going to fulfill the pasuk of kimal aretz deas Hashem, kimayim liyom mechasim. So it's not just that the Jewish people are going to be kimal aretz deas Hashem. We're going to be the earth is going to be filled with knowledge of Hashem, but there's going to be no other mitzias other than knowledge of Hashem. Just like when you have water in the sea, kiyam mayim liyom mechasim. We asked why the Rambam adds that here in the previous shiur. Now we understand better that mayim liyom mechasim means that like water fills the sea. Just like you can't see the ground of the sea, all you can see is the water. So to all we're going to be able to see is deyas Hashem, is knowledge of Hashem. Another diuk in the lashon of the Rambam, he says, "Lo ye'esek kol ha'olam ela ladas es Hashem bilvad." So the pashtus, this kol ha'olam includes the goyim as well, as the Rambam writes in the previous parak that Melech Hamashiach is yisaken es ha'olam kulo la'avodas Hashem. The whole world is going to be fixed. Afoch el amin, all the nations are going to turn to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The end of parak Yud Aleph, and after that, the Rambam does a switcheroony, and he says, "Lefikach yuch Yisrael chachamim gedolim." The Rambam is medayik. Who's going to be the chachamim gedolim? The Jews. But earlier on, when he said kol ha'olam, he's including bnei Noach. So even bnei Noach, even the Gentiles, their esek also is going to be ladas es Hashem. No more NBA, no more NFL, no more cable TV, no more HBO, no more radio stations. Just no more newspapers, just ladas es Hashem bilvad. And why? Why are we learning? We're learning just to learn, just to know Torah. To be mukhtar b'keser Torah, that should become our mitzvah. So it emerges then that this ma'ala is shaykh even to b'nei Noach. And it could be that the makor of the Rambam is the Sifri. We mentioned earlier, there's a Sifri in Parshas Korach. There the Lashon is, we said, the Rambam ignores the Lashon of the Gemara, Shlosh Zirim, and he says, Keser, Ksarim. So he's basing himself on the Sifri where it says, Keser Torah Munach, Kadesh Lo Yitain Pischun Pele Bay Olam. Keser Torah Munach L'chol Bay Olam. So the Rambam says that there's no excuses for the Goyim either. Torah is Munach for them also, that includes Umas Olam. And there's also Mefurish in the Medrash Lekach Tov at the beginning of Parashas Chukas. Kadesh lo litein pischon pe'al umas ha'olam. So it emerges then that B'nai Noach are also shaykh to Keser Torah. So obviously it's a different Keser Torah than the Jews. When a Jew learns, he's greater than a Kohen Gadol. It says in the Gemara that when a Goy learns, he's ki Kohen Gadol. Look in Tosis and Avodah Zarah and Gimel Amud Aleph. But the Keser Torah is l'malam mikeser kohanim, and we learn him greater than the Kohen. Nah, what about the fact that a Goy learns Torah's Chayv Nisa? But that's only learning our Torah. He's learning mitzvahs that are shayach for the Jews. But to learn his Sheva mitzvahs, Adarabah. Afilu Nachri va'osek b'Torah is like a Kohen Gadol, says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So this Maila that he's like a Kohen Gadol is shaykh to the Maila of the Torah. Like it says in Tosfos, the Nakat Kohen Gadol mishum didarshin yikari mipninim a Kohen Gadol hanichnas lefnai lefnim. So, the person, this guy who learns Torah, has this special maila when he learns the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. It's not just to enable him to be mekayim the mitzvahs, to know what to do, but the etzem limud haTorah, yikari him ipninim, Mekoin gadol anichnas lufnayu lufnim. So the etzem liman haTorah puts the goy on the same level as the kohen gadol. And it's not just in order to know what to do. So that again, that's keser Torah. Keser Torah is you want to be mesu, you want to make Torah your etzem mitzias. Torah l'shem Torah. And that's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. Ki mala ha'aretz de'as Hashem, the whole earth. So the goyim are on the earth too. Lo ye esek kol ha'olam el adas es Hashem b'vav. The whole world, so it's not only us, it's them too. And based on this, we can explain the Kesher and the Shaykhus to the end of the Arach Hazak and the beginning of the Arach Hazak. It says in Sefer Yetzira, no, sofo b'tchilaso. Svar HaKadosh HaMoyis try to connect the end to the beginning. The Rambam emphasizes, when he concludes his Sefer of the Yad, that lo ye esek kol olam el adas es Hashem b'vav. The whole world is going to be involved in nothing but the knowledge of God. In such a way that it's k'mayim liyom achasim. That it's going to become his entire metzius. And it's not only Jews, it's kol olam, even the Gentiles. So l'chor we can ask, Bishleim, I understand the Jews. We have this much higher neshama, as the Kabbalah teaches. So, we understand that we can reach this level of our entire metzius is Deas Hashem. But how can you expect that of the whole world? That's quite much. So therefore, we connect the end to the beginning. Maskifin haschala l'ashlama. Like we say in the Roshus v'chas and Bereshus, that's why we end off Zos HaBracha. We start off right away with Bereshus. We connect the two. So here also, the end of Mishnah Torah connects to the beginning of Mishnah Torah. Ken Menfregen, a person can ask a question and say, how are they, how do we expect them that their home at Tzias should be Ladasis Hashem? So then you go to the first halacha, and it says in the first halacha in the Sefer Ayat, Yisod, the Yisodos v'amadachochmas leida sheyesham matzui rishon, v'umamtzi kol nimtza, v'chol nimtzoim yishamayim v'aretzum ashebeneim lo nimtzu ela me'emitas hi matza. That the foundation of everything in the pillar of knowledge is to know that there is a prime mover. There is God who is there before everything. V'umamtzi kol nimtza, he created everything. And everything in the heaven and the earth is what God created. So this lashon of mamtzi kol nimtza, lashon hoveh, present tense, not himtzi, lashon of our past tense. It's present tense. It means that he's doing it every second. So every second we have the koach hapoel benifal. Every second we have this koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. La'olam Hashem Tzvaruch HaNitzav B'Shamayim. As the Medrash says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly recreating the world. And that's what's going to be revealed, Lasid Lavo. Ki mal ha'aretz de'as Hashem k'mayim liyam achasim. Then the true amitas mitziyuso, the trueness of God's existence is going to be revealed in the entire earth, in the entire world. We're going to see Shekol and Emsayim Yishamayim V'aretz Lo Nimtzu El Me'emitas Himatza. And there's going to be no Gashmias. Gashmias isn't going to be a Dover B'fnei Atzma. All we're going to have is Deas Hashem. All we're going to have is Amitas Himatza. So that's the connection between the end and the beginning. How are they going to be Shaykh to this Madrega of Ladas is Hashem Bilvad? Because that's all there's going to be. All there's going to be in the world is the Metzias of Hashem. As it says in the first halacha, Kodesh Baruch was mamtzi kol nimtza. Every second Hashem is recreating the world. Every second. Just right now we don't see it. But lasid lavo, we're going to see that. And once we see that, that's all that's going to interest us. It's good now that we know the secret. So even though we don't see it, we can still live. Yeah, I also don't see, I don't see my, when my stock goes up, I don't see money going into my, I don't see my portfolio rising. I don't know. I was trying to think of a good mashal. That sometimes things are true, even though you don't see them. So, I don't know about my stocks. I haven't bought one stock in my entire life. But if right now somebody would come and put $10,000 in my bank account, he could do that. Even though as we speak, the banks are closed. But in theory, he could put it in my bank account, and I wouldn't see it. But it would still be in my bank account. I'm still getting richer. So every second that Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, so it's good to know. And lots of love, we're going to see that's going to be the Hometzius of the world. And therefore, everyone's only going to be involved in Deyas Hashem. So there should be Zoche B'Karav Mamish to a Kiyum of this Ramban. That we're going to be Panoi B'Torah B'Chachmaso. We're going to be free to learn and to be Osek in Das Hashem. And we'll see a Kiyum of the Pasuk of Umala Haaretz Deyas Hashem K'mayim Liyam Echasim Amen Ken Yiyu Etzam Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends.